With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A cybersecurity expert says Friday's global outage will take time to fully repair.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies use Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got obviously hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved.
I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
Jupiter, Florida police say a man accused of making threats against former President Trump, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance and their families on social media has been arrested on charges of written threats to kill. Also at SRNnews.com, vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says social conservatives have a seat at the GOP table and always will.
The day after accepting his party's VP nomination, Vance spoke at an evangelical Christian breakfast. He shared about his path from atheism to Christian faith as he sought to reassure the importance of social conservatives. Vance acknowledged the disappointment and grumbling from many pro-life Republicans about this year's party platform that de-emphasized abortion. He said social conservatives will be welcome in the GOP as long as he and Donald Trump have influence in the party. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Adidas is apologizing for using a pro-Hamas American model in ads for the relaunch of its 1972 Munich Olympic sneaker. The SL72 campaign features Bella Hadid for the 52nd anniversary of the Games, games in which 11 Israeli athletes were murdered. This is SRN News. Joe Biden wants to change the Supreme Court.
The president would like to make a number of adjustments to the way in which the justices operate, foremost amongst them, term limits. But critics point out that this sudden desire for so-called, quote, reform of the court has only taken hold in Democratic minds since the court became more conservative, and specifically after it overturned Roe versus Wade. Democrats had no desire to change the court when it was delivering liberal verdicts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court refuses to lift a judge's order temporarily blocking the Biden administration's new Title IX rule designed to promote transgenderism in schools. A panel of judges from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is keeping in place a preliminary injunction issued last month by a federal district judge in Kentucky. That order blocked the new rule in 6 states: Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. This is SRN News. A deadly drone attack on Israel raises concerns in the region. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Mideast defense analysts agree that deadly drone attack on Tel Aviv signals a dangerous regional escalation that broadens the threat against Israel to a third front. The Jewish state's military brain trust was again caught off guard as an Iranian-built drone was spotted making its way from Yemen, but not treated as a threat by the military during its 1,300-mile journey. It entered Tel Aviv skies from the Mediterranean and detonated above the nation's second-largest city, killing one without having triggered the air defense sirens. Although limiting its scope until now to the south, elated by its success, the Iranian terror proxy Houthis have vowed to make Tel Aviv its primary target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.